Yeah, sun's okay. It's all right. You can make some energy with the sun. You can make some energy with the wind. You just can't make enough energy to keep everything running. And that's a problem. Are we going to have another energy crisis? I mean, we already see what's going on in Europe, and we know what happens routinely in California. David Holt joins us, president of Consumer Energy Alliance. And I'm pretty sure, David, I recall that you're pretty much in favor of all forms of energy, right?
We absolutely need all forms of energy, but our policies are heading us exactly in the same direction as we're seeing our friends in Europe and the suffering that they're going to go through. So we need to be careful that we balance everything. We need to be careful that we continue to use and find a way, path forward with oil and natural gas. We have to ensure affordable, reliable, and environmentally responsible energy. And right now, a lot of our policies aren't heading us in that direction.
No, I think that this administration believes that the only environmentally friendly energy out there is wind and solar. And that's just not true, is it?
That's not true. The United States, at the same time they were the number one oil and natural gas producer in the world, was also the number one environmental country in the world. We were reducing CO2. We were reducing volatile organic compounds and particulate matter. And every emission criteria that you can look at, the United States is the number one environmental country in the world. At the same time, we were meeting our energy needs in a safe, responsible way. So, listen, energy diversity and adding wind and solar and ensuring that we can meet our needs in a variety of ways, adding more nuclear must be part of this discussion. But we've got to find a way to have our public policy leaders understand that we can meet our environmental goals while we produce oil and natural gas. That seems to be the disconnect. Too many people are saying the only way to meet our environmental goals is to ban oil and natural gas. And that simply is not true. That is an absolute myth.
Well, and I think we got a good preview, did we not, here in Texas in February, as to what happens when you rely too much on wind and solar energy. You don't necessarily have enough energy to meet your needs. We've had that happen to us before. And as long as I'm on that topic, David, what are we hearing about the efforts to winterize our traditional energy plants here in Texas? Have we made any progress in that before we look at staring another potentially cold winter in the face?
Yeah, I think we have. I think, ensuring that there's resiliency in our pipeline system, ensuring that there's resiliency in all our energy mechanisms to bring us electricity and all the power we need on a daily basis, that's occurring. We're probably going to see higher prices this summer as demand goes up with the economy coming back. We need to ensure that we're meeting all those energy needs. But more importantly, it's all about that public policy, right? It's all about the laws that are being passed. It's the discussions that are occurring in Washington and in various states to say you can't use natural gas anymore. That's just completely unreliable. It's completely the wrong way to approach meeting our energy needs. We've got to make sure we're using that oil and gas while we're expanding our use of wind and solar. But reliable, resilient, affordable, environmental responsible energy. Anybody that says you can't have all of those is trying to sell you something.
All right, sir. Good to talk to you. Thanks as always. David Holt, president of Consumer Energy Alliance.